Hello, sunshine. Terrific Tuesday to you. Welcome to the show. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news. And I'm the real Coy, not some AI version. We start today with news on how the Biden administration, ahead of the 2024 election season, is looking to put up guardrails on AI. I guess that could stand for artificial imposters, fabricated images or fake videos known as deepfakes. While the technology behind AI-generated material, whether it be images, videos, writing, or music, can offer great promise, it's been under a tight microscope lately. There are concerns that this advanced technology is going to be used to produce fake news and spread misinformation, and we don't need any of that heading into a very important presidential election, which is now less than a year away. President Biden's campaign has put together a special task force, which is composed of the campaign's top lawyers, to quickly react to any possible scenarios that may involve political misinformation. This can range from false AI-generated images, videos, and audio that could possibly persuade and disrupt the voting process. Now, existing election laws in this country prohibit campaigns from, quote, fraudulently misrepresenting other candidates or political parties, but whether this prohibition now includes AI-generated content is an open question and can possibly be a problem for candidates. Ardonia Sullivan breaks it all down.
The internet is currently awash with AI-generated audio, video, text, even music that's been created using artificial intelligence. Now, there are concerns how this technology that can make really convincing fakes might be used in next year's U.S. presidential election to make it appear or make it sound like a candidate or a surrogate for a campaign has said something damaging, something incriminating, something that could potentially upend an entire presidential campaign. Now, in the U.S. law, in the U.S. currently, there is no law against deepfakes being used in this kind of way. So, what the Biden campaign is planning for next year is trying to figure out legal mechanisms whereby they can get videos, audio that might be damaging to the campaign, that might emerge, that are fraudulent, that are fake, that are disinformation. How they can go about trying to get that information taken down off the internet. Now, they are looking at laws both in the US, novel uses of some old laws, but also looking to Europe, where there are far stricter internet laws. So if content is created or maybe posted on a platform that is hosted in Europe, they plan on invoking European law to try and get that content taken down. But look, it's one of these things that is very, very difficult. As soon as the genie is out in the bottle, as it were, on the internet, it is very hard to put it back in. But certainly lots of concerns as we go into the 2024 presidential election, just on how this new rapidly developing technology could be used for nefarious purposes. Back to you.
10-second trivia. How many water bottles are sold every minute around the world? 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, or 1 million? If you guessed 1 million, you are correct, and that number is expected to nearly double by the year 2030. The UN says this is helping to perpetuate a worldwide plastic pollution crisis. The UN says that more than 90% of single-use plastic is produced from fossil fuels or unrecycled material. Well, in South Africa, these urban surfers rise before dawn, rummaging through bins and household waste for recyclable materials, and are actually helping the African country become one of the best recycling nations on Earth. Our David McKenzie reports on how their work has an important environmental impact for our climate.
Tlemoke Mokoka and his cart are on the move. His job goes by many names here. Reclaimer, hustler, even urban surfer. It's dangerous work in a dangerous city. There are thousands like Mokoka fanning out well before dawn. After an hour on the road, he's in a neighborhood south of the city.
I'm looking for the plastics.
I'm looking for plastics, cardboard boxes, metals and cans, he says.
Metals.
And it's a dirty job, do you mind?
I don't mind.
What they discard, he recycles, earning about $150 a month. It's steadier than his old construction job, and Mokoka likes being his own boss. There aren't any jobs here, he says, so we've made our own work. Making their own work with a scale and impact that's hard to overstate. Just look at the sorting zone near Joburg, where thousands live. It's informal, but hardly simple. Everything is carefully separated. Everything has value.
Towards the top of the pecking order are cans. Now, a bag of these will get reclaimers almost $40. As they say, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
I'm always surprised how rich people throw away so much rubbish, says Rakat Lakhang, but I'm happy they do. This collection took them weeks. I don't know much about climate change, he says. Of course, I'm glad we can help, but what matters is to survive. Today is payday, and every bag is carefully weighed.
70.
There's always trust amongst us, says middleman Motsama. Though he seems a little skeptical. I had to double check they didn't put any water in the bottles to make them heavier, he says. It must just be the plastic bottles. What reclaimers don't find end up in a nearby landfill. Even here, the desperate salvage what they can. Back in the neighborhoods, Makoka's in a race against the dump trucks.
Done, we have done.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Just in time.
Today they arrived a bit late.
I have more stuff today, man.
More stuff?
More stuff than other days. Okay.
Makoka is proud of his work, proud of his effort.
Yeah, I feel so heavy.
I feel so happy, he says, because I'm going to put bread on the table.
At the Oakland Zoo, a six-week-old baby giraffe named Kendi is learning to stand on her long spaghetti noodle legs, and she's looking to drink water from her moat, but she hasn't quite got her footing just yet. Today, our 10 out of 10 goes to Kendi, where her adorable attempt in drinking water has not hindered her from running and kicking like a champ. Our Jeannie Moose has more.
The Oakland Zoo's baby giraffe almost has her sea legs. This is one of her last hurdles to drink from the moat.
They have to spread their front feet, sort of like a V.
Almost, but not quite. Still, this six-week-old giraffe named Kendi has come a long way fast. Even when she was still inside mom's belly, those legs were kicking. Watch her kick again. But it doesn't hurt mom.
They have what we call angel slippers, which is just a soft coating that goes over their hooves.
Like gummy candy that comes off after the baby exits, Kendi actually stood up for the first time the same day she was born.
They're kind of like they're made of spaghetti noodles at first.
But they learn to stand quickly to escape predators. She already runs like a champ and has even started kicking.
So they have the ability to kick in all four directions at the same time with all four legs.
You can watch Kendi's progress on the zoo's live webcam. She may still have trouble reaching the ground to drink. Her legs may look spindly, but they're flexible and bendy.
In some ways, they're very much like little yoga masters.
Bonus 10-second trivia. What do you call a collective or group of giraffes? I'll wait. If you said tower, you are correct. Well done. Now, I also need to give a bonus shout out on the YouTube version of our show today. Turns out I had a case of the Mondays and only did one yesterday. So here we go. Shout out to South Middle School in Arlington Heights, Illinois. We see you. Let's go make it an awesome day, shall we? I'm Coy and we are CNN 10.